Because they have left off from doing all that Yahweh says. We got to do all that He said. We got to do all that He say. He tells us what to do. We must do it. We have to do it. If we don't, then woe unto us. He said, I'm going to totally destroy you. Until you be destroyed, shamat, annihilated, desecrated, wiped off the earth, devastated, whereby you have no strength at all. This nation is in a thrall of devastation. You know what that thrall is, you sisters that have had babies. It's the process of delivering, the last thrall or the first thrall. The pains are not as more intense as the last. And she's in the last thralls of her devastation, but she's not going to deliver anything. It's almost like a woman trying to bring the baby out, and it doesn't come. And it dies in the womb, and you cannot get it out. And if you don't cut the billow and get it out, she dies. That's what this nation, and this nation has no life in it. You can look at yourself in the mirror. You look at yourself in the mirror. Look deep down in your eyes and see what's in your ruah, in your soul. You look at yourself with intensity, with the thing that Yahweh said, the most weightier things that are missing. That you don't look at things with the right justice of Yahweh, and you don't judge it right. These are the most weightier things that are missing from a people and a nation. Justice and judgment. You can never, and there will never be justice without a Torah or law. It can never be. And so they have abandoned every kind of law. The crooks in the White House, the Green House, the Black House, the Purple House, they steal the corporate gigantuous dogs. They rob, they oppress the howling. They pimp them like a pimp pimps a Jezebel. They make you abandon your loved one, make you abandon Yahweh, and turn your heart away from His Torah. Don't tell me. Don't tell me you love Him. Don't tell me you don't know Him. That's all right. He hears what I'm saying. If the witness is not true, take me out Yahweh. It's true. It's true. You understand? And so they have forgotten their first love. They've turned their heart away. Our first love begins in the Torah. Begins with the teaching of Yahweh. HaMashiach loved Yahweh. And his first love began with the Torah. He fulfilled every letter by the Ruah of the Torah. In this lying generation that we've been brought up under, this false illusion and delusion, Christianity was false. It wasn't right. One said to me, as they wrote other day, they were sick of this Babylonian because we've been deceived, we've been taken by Babylonian system, everything. Having trouble, or the person was trying to deal with something that scripture doesn't say. I'll put it that way. So I write the person back, I said, I want to tell you something. I say, a whore. A Jezebel on the street, if she has a child that's milking her titty, I said, that doesn't mean a child from a Kiddushim or the people of Yahweh constructor milk out of the titty. That doesn't mean that. I said, the milk is milk. And so what we got from Christianity was milk. We got some principles. It was just milk. That's what you got. And Yahweh said, now I desire to feed you a little meat. It takes a nice, tough belly to eat steak. I like steak. Because you always say it was good to eat it. It's all right. Just don't gorge yourself on it. Just don't overdo it. Will you eat some steak? I sure will. Love to have one. I hadn't had one in a long time. It's His word that is true. Not based upon some kind of principle of man. What David Roberts says. That's what His word says. Let me move quickly because I want to finish this. Scripture says in Yeshua, Isaiah 13. Yahweh said, I want to warn you people. When I make a visitation, you better hear me. Look what He says in Yeshua, Isaiah 13, verse 9. It says, behold, or see the day of Yahweh comes. Now look at how this day comes. What do we expect? It's cruel, isn't it? Do you understand what cruel is? You tell me Yahweh is cruel. He will not consider you. But that's my son, my daughter. He said, go to hell. It is both cruel. Look at it. It is cruel with wrath. And that is excess. Not just being angry, but it is an outpouring wrath of, it is an intensive wrath, anger. And with fears or this burning fierce anger. And anger is actually, brothers and sisters, it is actually an action of resentment. You get angry at somebody because you resent it. If your husband does something, you get angry at him because you resent what he has done. Isn't that so? If the wife does something, the husband gets upset, you resent what they done. If the child does something, the mother, it's because of resentment. That's what anger is. It is a sharp analytical resentment. But this is how Yahweh's day comes. It's not coming with some little tiptoe through the tulips. It's coming both cruel with wrath and with fierce and burning anger to lay the earth happy. To lay it desolate. To bring it down to desolation. To bring it down to waste. To make it horrible. To make it inhabitable. To make no form of life that man would be miserable. I know we don't believe that. Can I tell us something? We're such a stupid people. This nation is so pseudo and so false and lives in such a surreal world. We see, you ever see the pictures of those folks in Africa? They're reduced down to less than a person. Burning heat. Sister Betty wrote me and said she just wept. Because of the monies that we sent, she cried. I don't know what to say. Thank you. My baby's going to eat some rice. Some bread. And we can have some water to drink. Of course, we'd rather have soda pops in America. That's why our bodies, that's why our blood count, our blood, our cell count. That's why it's so messed up today. Yahweh made a man, O Noah, work, and he built an ark and his hundreds. We can't even work. We can't do nothing. We ate our bones. Come on. Our teeth rot out. Acidity in these pops and stuff just destroy the enamel. Yahweh didn't make. He made us to drink water. He made our bodies to be flush. He made our bodies to be flush. He didn't make us like a vehicle. He made us with a splendid form. That's what we're in, the shape we're in. And because we have done that, I have and you have too, we are reaping that immensely. My mother did not know how to teach me. My mother was a Jezebel. I don't care what you say. She was a whore. She had 6 babies by 6 different men. I watched the men go in and out of our house, sleeping like a beast of the field. It was wrong. It was not right. You can dress it up. I'll tell you what it is. That's our problem. We want to smooth things over. Just smooth it over, Ann. But that wasn't honest, was it? Just smooth it over. Just say something. Smooth it over. Yahweh's not smoothing it over. Every man's sin is going to be revealed. And that's what she was. She lived carelessly. She lived like a Jezebel. She had babies by men, and there are men she had slept with. She didn't have babies because I knew them. James Brown, Jim Boozer. What was the DJ in Charlotte, WGIV, in the day? What was his name, Elder? What was his name? Gina Jean Potts and all of those men come to our house in our bed. It was wrong. It's not of your way. I saw it. I heard it. Don't tell me that's the spirit of a mother. You hypocrites. Tell you the truth. You want to smooth it over. I want to smooth it over. That's what she did. She acted just like a dog. And that's what she produced, a litter of bastards. Yeah, David Roberts, a litter of bastards. That's what she produced, a litter of bastards. She produced 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 a litter of bastards. You're all so fictitious and false. She produced a litter of bastards. She produced a litter of bastards. Babies born out of, from under the auspices of marriage. That's what we were. Bastards. Which is this one, you always say, that one I want. Which one? That bastard. Who, him? That one. He's worthless, but he's mine. That's all right. That's all right, Yahweh. I will preach the truth. We are a generation that we will apologize to flesh and try to save flesh. But we will curse Yahweh and blaspheme him because he tells us. That's why he said to the daughters of Israel, he said to Israel, don't go and mess with the heathens. Don't go into them. Don't go into their wives. Don't take them. Don't be unequally yoked, because they're heathens, they're pagans. Don't produce children like that. Because what you're going to generate, you're going to generate a heathen, a pagan, a fool. You're going to generate a superficial race. And that's what has happened. There's superficial races up on the face of the earth. The superficial races because they have been inhabited by demons and demonic power. And we see it in the children, the sons and the daughters. That's so. You get upset with that, but it's the soul. You get mad with that, but it's still soul. And we don't want to hear, we want to hear things all rose and sugarcoat it. You want someone that would say things that will satisfy your corrupt flesh, but I won't do that. I will not. I know you're listening out there, Brother Jerry. I will speak the truth. He called me yesterday to tell me there was a sister from South Africa. I think her name was Sister Heather. I can't recall it. And they were gathering today for them. Brother Nathan, when I talked with him this morning, there were about nine with him. And so that's all right. Whether you hear it or not, there are those that are out there listening that need to be spoken to. And I'm not a man of pride because I have nothing to be proud of. I just know him. So I will be forthright and honest with you and tell you. Do you call a dog a dog? Will you call a cow a dog? Will you call a giraffe an elephant? You would call it just what it is, right? So that's what my mother was. Period. And any woman that follows and pursues that avenue, that's what they produce. Period. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Don't get upset with Yahweh because he tells us what we are. Get upset with yourself. We have sold things like that. We reap them. You reap it in your bodies. A woman that goes outside of the parameter of marriage, she will reap that. She may not see it now, but I guarantee you, later in life, she will reap it. That's why young men today that have gone out and they're experiencing every kind of pornographied export, it is sexually. And today they go beyond the extremes of what a beautiful relationship could be with a woman. They're not satisfied with the acts that Yahweh ordained. Even the beast of the field shows us. Even a beast, he used a jackass to show. He used a little old a goat to show you. They're not satisfied with that. They've gone beyond that. And so they, even with the women today, when they search out some kind of form of companionship, because they cannot satisfy them to this distorted, perverted degree, it doesn't take any pleasure. So they began to go with men and women with women. And that is so predominant today. Women experience that. That woman that they picture as the most glamorous woman in America. What's her name? The one that, what's her name? What's her name? Jolia, the movie star, they call her. She got these thick lips. She had this, what you call put in her lips to make them thick? Say it for me. Angeline. They had an article in the paper that this little Chinese-looking bulldagger said that she is an intensified lover. She loves women. So Brad Pitt, or whatever his name, said he will never satisfy her. She will always love a woman. She will always have the desire. This is what they promote. This is what they feed your mind. This is what they feed you subliminally. This is what they put in your mind, whether you believe that or not. That's why when you see her clothing line or the perfume, you put that on and you open what you do. You walk in covenant with these perverts. You establish a covenant relationship. The only time covenant will be established when you obey the tenets of the Creator or the one that you perceive was the Creator. The God. The Lord. If these things are real, and that's some false reality, they're real. They're more real than the things that we think are real. Quickly, I want to read this. There are much I want to read, but I want to read this. It says here in Jeremiah 13:12. I want to read this expeditiously, quickly. Yahweh says, as Yahweh exhorts a people to repentance, that they will change. He said, therefore you shall speak to them this word. He's talking about Israel. He says to Jeremiah, tell them a specific word, this word. This is what I tell you to say to them. You must say it. This says Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel. Now listen to this now. Every jug or bottle shall be filled with wine. Now that is a metaphor or an acknowledgement of the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. So he says, every jug, every house, and we are vessels, every vessel shall be filled with wine.
And they shall say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? We that are in Hamashiach, he promised us that we will be filled with the Ruah. So isn't it certain that we that are born again of the Ruah of Yahweh shall be filled with the power of the Ruah of Yahweh? He goes on to say, then shall you say to them, this is what Yahweh says. Look now, see, I will fill all the inhabitants of the land, even the kings that sit down upon David's throne, and the Kohens, and the prophets, the Nobis, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with what? With drunkenness. I did a little research on that word. It has to do with confusion and paganism. America is the most pagan nation upon the face of the earth. I will fill them with drunkenness, paganism. This nation is a nation of paganism. It's a nation of pagan worship. It's a nation of pagan practices. It's a nation of God worship. It's a nation of Lord worship. He said, I shall fill them with drunkenness, confusion of mind, paganism. Look what he says now. He says, and I will dash them one against another. Even the Avot against the Son, there are those that experience that today. They're fighting and killing and cutting. Fathers against the sons. Together, saith Yahweh. He says this, I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. And he tells us to Shema, listen, and give ear. Be not proud, for Yahweh hath spoken. Proud of what? Because your son has amassed a certain amount of little money? Proud your daughter is an educator? That is stupid as hell. He said, don't be proud. Don't let your pride destroy you. Pride go before fall. And haughtiness before your destruction. This is a haughty generation. You always say, I'm not going to spare. You curse. He said, I'm not going to spare you. I'm going to cause the sons and the fathers to dash against each other. I'm going to cause the home to be in topsy-turvy. There will be no shalom, no peace. Why? Because you've gone away from the Torah. Today they sat before the television and they're consumed with that. Son in his room, the daughter in her room, dad and mom in their room, and one in the living room. They are so controlled by the elements of hell. Every room has a television, and yet there is no prayer time, there is no scripture time, there is no love time for Yahweh, not at all. And so everything that they have learned about what form we call love has been by some Angela, a Jolie, or some Jezebel, what's the other one's name? The mulatto one, Hal Berry, and people like that. They have not learned the essence of love by Torah teaching. They have not learned about the elderly women teaching the young women how to love their husbands. Because this is a rebellious, hard-headed generation that will not listen. It's full of pride. You can't tell it nothing. And will not hear. And they will find out if Yahweh is Yahweh and His Word is true. You're going to find out. And it's not a long way off. We will find out whether His Word is true. Whether he says what he says is right, or just some kind of false statement. It is something that this man is up here acting like a wild thing, perspiring, and looking all erratic, and trying to give us some emphasis of the intensity of Yahweh. We open up our minds from this lethargic drunkenness, we're confused. Oh, I don't understand that. Why you don't understand it? Yahweh is not the author of confusion. When a man set his compassion upon the things that are above, Yahweh will not confuse him. But you're not going to alter that mind between the things of the earth and the things that are above. That's why you're confused. That's why you don't understand. You're drunk. Paganism. Putting everything before Yahweh. Sons, daughters, homes, jobs. I will never. I say this to you all now. I'm not boasting. I say it honestly. I have made more money on a job, working salary-wise, than probably any of y'all in here. And when the day that Yahweh put that in my heart to quit, I had no problem with quitting. And if I wanted to be an industrial person out there, I could. Because first of all, it takes personality. It's not education, it's personality. It's persona. That's what it takes. Character. Above all things.
That's what it takes. When one understands that, when one sees that, that is more valuable than anything. Why? Because they know you're trustworthy. They know you can be trusted. Why do you think they wanted to make El Lamar an uneducated man? His grammar is atrocious. Don't even know what a propositional phrase is. And yet they say, we trust you enough to make you man. 40,000 a year, 45. Some of you young ones will never make $45,000 a year. And all your life, you won't make that a year. No, you will not, because they're reducing this workforce down to a beastly mindset. Because you have not accepted truth. And believe me, your jobs. Did you all hear the news the other day, Delphi? You know what Delphi is? It was spun off from GM to make the parts because the union was controlling everything. And I want to show you how corrupt these people are. Delphi makes parts for the GM cars, right? We know very little. But Delphi make parts for the GM cars. So what GM did, they agreed with the union. They spun off Delphi from the GM family. Do you all hear me? They did that. So Delphi became an entity of its own. So was GM. So when the union contractors of Delphi, they had to deal with the union representatives of Delphi and GM with, as it goes. Well, other day, you know GM is going to lay off 30,000 people. Delphi has already filed for Chapter 13. Now, listen to me now. It is not that they are losing money. They're making money, Delphi. Because they sell the parts to GM. GM is losing money. It is simply a subsidiary with its own identity and CEO of the GM's umbrella. So Delphi filed for bankruptcy. Chapter 13. Well, all that says we want to reorganize. Well, why would they do that? Were they doing that so they can get what they want? So all the union workers said, we're going to strike. But that's what we want. Because they can get the part cheaper. From China. When a man makes $1,000 a year, and they pay a man $2,000 a week to drive a forklift. It makes sense in the sense of money making, doesn't it? So they're going to ship the job to China. They got 1.3 billion people in China. And they probably got 1 million folks that run the country. They are the oligarchies and the rich and the powerful. The average wage in Shanghai is $4,000 a year. Someone in the countryside, they make $1,000. So if a man making $4,000 a year, he's happy. So what they're going to do is just remove the job. They don't want the Mexicans. They want them for just what they want, to create this tension among black folks and white folks, the greedy white folks and the black folks. That's all they're doing. We're such an ignorant generation. White people are relentless. They're going to hold on to what they got. I'm not afraid to say that. They're greedy in their own superficial ways. Who do you think promote these boys? Your nigga, bam, your hoe, your bitch. Who you think do that? Who's making the money? You think them knuckleheads are? They ain't making a dime. It's the white boys that are pulling it. Say that. Tell them about the gang banging. We bang, bang, bang. I put my 45, you got your AK, your Magna. We're going to boom, boom, boom. Because they're making money. And they put these little twisted-minded boys out there. And these little half-naked heifers is just hoes. They ain't heifers. Just shaking their buttocks. That's all they do. Just rouse, baby. Come on, chef. That's all they do. But you don't have to like what I say. That's all right. Still the truth. I'm not going to change anything. It's still the truth. Still. So they make your little daughters and your sons buy every kind of twisted invention they come up with. They can't think. They don't know how to hold on to a nickel. Thank you, my brother. I shall. Hamashiach, you know, he had many following him, didn't he, son? He told me, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. They didn't walk no more with him. That's all right. Said, hello, Martin, if it's 25 of us, that's all right. 10. I'm all right. Believe me. I'm all right. I'm going to preach you like this. There's 5 of us in here. You that are listening, this is how Pastor Robert says. You that are first timers, won't change anything for you. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh said, I will not spare. So he tells you that are proud and full of pride, get here now and don't be proud. Well, I don't think in my intellectual thinking, in my traversing the world, I've seen many cultures. Cultures don't mean a nickel's worth a rat's dollar. Cultures never elevate a people. Because it's always steeped in paganism and falsism. It's not based upon a man because his skin is black or his skin is Caucasian or he's an Indian. It's not based upon that. Culture is a form of a worship of some kind of God or some being or some Lord. And everything is based upon that central thing. And if you look at any kind of culture, it goes back to that. Now, we have been cultivated. We've been plowed. The weeds pulled out, knocked down, stomped down. That's what you got to do in a garden. And that topsoil may look all nice. And when the rain began to come, when Yahweh poured out this latter rain, it's one thing the rain does, it washes away the topsoil, doesn't it? That's why you got to know how to plow. That's why you got to know how to form your rows and all that so you don't lose the topsoil. Because in that you find the nourishment. You always keep the topsoil healthy. And it will stay compacted. It will stay there. It's just that we've done things so wrong. That's why we can't retain what Yahweh speaks to us. We got to do all that He tells us. Not some of it. We got to do everything. We got to do everything. Everything He commands us, we must do. Turn back quickly to Deuteronomy. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Deuteronomy 28, verse 58. I'll read this. Yahweh says, now He tells us this, Deuteronomy, Devarim 28, verse 58. I want to drop down. He says, now, if you will not, He uses that expression again, observe to do all the words of the law, right? Of the Torah, that are written in this scroll, that you may fear His honorable and fearful name, the name Yahweh, your Abba. Now, people don't fear that name, do they? They don't even honor His name. Look at how they left this place when I began to emphatically teach in that name. How they fought and argued. I will not change one thing. What Yahweh has brought me through, I will not change one thing. I will not change nothing. I thank Him for every battle. I thank Him for every betrayal and every rejection. I have no problem with that. I am not a shallow man like that. It doesn't bother me. I'm not steeped with emotionalism that I'm controlled with that fact. I deal with reality. And reality is only based on what Scripture says. He said, you will not fear His name. Verse 59. Then Yahweh will make your plagues extraordinary. And the plagues of your sea, even great terrible plagues, and of short duration, and of long duration. Not a short time, brothers and sisters. It's going to be a long thing. Long duration and sore sicknesses and of long continuance. Is that going to happen overnight and it's over with? We go through the trial, we get on our knees and pray. We haven't prayed all along until the trial. And we think it's going to be over with. That's not how it worked. You're going to endure that thing. And it's going to be of long duration. It's not going to be a little short thing. It's going to be intensified. He said He's going to make it extraordinary. And that's with great intensity. It's not going to be something that's going to be lots of days here. It's going to be something of great intensity. He says, moreover, He will bring upon you some of the diseases. Now, what are the diseases in Egypt? We find it today. They're lust, they're paganism, they're gods of worship, they're sexual immoralities. We find that today, don't we? Those that say they love Yahweh, they have no pure mind. They have no love for Yahweh. They don't do what's right. They don't practice Torah. We got to practice what's in our heart. If you're a black racist or a hater of people, you will practice that, won't you? If you're a white racist and you hate people of other color, you will practice that, won't you? I was listening to some men, to some boys, and that's what they are. And one said, I want to tell you something. You know, black people do not have the intellectual capacity as white people. They're just dummies. And of course, I listen to things like that. I don't get upset. I just listen to the shallowness of people. I listen to things like that to just see, because you hear from the other end as well, too. You understand? You hear from the other end. But anyway, you hear from that end. So he was talking about, he said, you come on, man. You know that black folks are, you know, they're inferior. They don't have anything. They ought to get on their knees. And they use this expression. I thought it was funny. I started laughing. They ought to thank God that they were brought over as slaves. They didn't know how to talk. They didn't even know how to take a bath. They did not know how to do anything. They were an ignorant people, what they were. So they ought to be glad. Now, if you think that mindset doesn't persist, you are a moron. You think when you go out in the job market that mindset doesn't exist, you are actually kidding yourself.
Because it is permanent. It's there. You understand? It's just simply what they deal with the man like Pastor Robert. They're dealing with the man. And they don't know how to deal with me. I don't care who is, black men, white. That's just it. And so I was listening to him. And I'm listening to this man. And actually, it's kind of funny to me. And I'm listening to what he's saying. And others come in, yeah, that's right, boy. And of course, you can tell those women, you're a racist. You're just a flat-out racist. What kind of mindset you have? You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't talk like that. You shouldn't speak like that. You shouldn't speak like that. Well, I say this, and I said that, and I say this because the flesh, as far as your flesh, there's nothing good. The white flesh is filthy. Black is all filthy. And for some reason, we're trying to build the strength of a God on a fleshly identity, and he's not identified that way. Not your way. He used men. He used HaMashiach. He was a man born and birthed out of the tribe of Yehuda. And who rebelled against him more than they did? And they still did not accept the prophet. Because he was without honor. He was only when he went outside of the parameter of his own country did he have honor. That's it. Hallelujah. So this is the mindset of this generation. It's a curse. It's a corrupt. It's a polluted mindset. It's a mindset of foolishness. It's a mindset that will not deal with realities because we don't want to hear truth. We don't want to hear the truth about our own life. We don't want no one to indict us. We don't want justice and judgment to befall us. To know what's in us, we don't want that. We allow it to lie dormant and to produce all kinds of ills and sicknesses in our bodies. That's why we are sick. That's why we can't think rationally. That's why we can't operate in the realm of the spirit. Am I making sense, son? Is this making sense? Is it on the money? All right, then. I didn't know what to speak this morning. I had laid out this message some time ago. So I said, Yahweh, give me something. I left the field yesterday. We planting sweet potatoes. And I went to look at scripture. But nothing that I could find. So I said, all right. I'll just preach that. Undoubtedly, he wanted me to speak this. I had no idea it would go this way, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Way. He says in verse 61, and every sickness, tell me what kind of sickness is not in this nation today. Every kind of cancerous disease. They got sicknesses, they don't even have names for them, Brother Dale. They must come up with names for them. It's only when a doctor finds a predisposed or a genetic deformity or some kind of cell disorder, then they will name it. I've always wondered where they get these names from. I believe that these are the names of personalities and powers. Schizophrenic. Most of the children of the day they're depressed. But because the environment has depressed them. That's the truth. What they eat, what they've been taught, how their minds are being trained. They are depressed, they are oppressed, they can't think. They don't even know how to function, they have no emotions. They don't even express emotions today. That's the truth. He said, all of these sickness and every plague, which is not written. Now, are we having diseases that were not written in the scroll? Who ever heard of these pulmonary type of diseases, the lungs and cancerous and colon and all of that? Man, they just went out and roasted a piece of cow on the grill, got them some greens, something out of it, and a little herbs on that, and they just went out there when they finished eating it, it passed through the draw, didn't it? Now everything is sticking in the inside. You can't even clean yourself. You can't even defecate today. You can't even defecate. It comes out. All these smells because of these chemicals and everything we put in our body. You sit down that thing sometimes, you wonder, where did that come from? How do I know that? Because you go smell the cow, it's not like that, really. When it comes out hot, that little aroma comes off of it. Yes, it does. Man is wicked. He is always, brothers and sisters, trying to alter the thinking or the mindset of man. Even the scripture talks about the days of Noah. There were men of renown. They had great scientists and men that understood the psyche and the psychology of man. This is not new, brothers and sisters. Men that could sit for days and hours and just ponder the actions of a man and see why did he respond that way. What they do, they have a few little laboratories. They take you and they give you a few $100 and they put you on some drugs and see how you respond to that. But I'm talking about men of renown. They would sit for hours and just watch and observe and take heed to the actions. They would watch the woman see every day how she would come. And why was that a ritual? How she would get her water? Why she do that? Why did she lay this down? For she did it every day like that. That's why Yahweh intended for us to understand the power of His massive creation when we have time to just sit down and just watch Him. The world has made us speed up everything. They're taking you women away from cooking to a microwave. They're taking you away from watching your baby's butt. They piss and the piss stays on them for 2 hours because you don't care. They're polluting the landfills with these pampers and they're destroying the environment. That's all it's doing, brothers and sisters. This stuff doesn't biodegrade. These computer parts and this silicone that they put in these computers, it's not biodegradable. This stuff never is eradicated. And all the nation does it like this. Vow whore America. No other nation. That's why the children are like that. I was reading this morning in the Observer. It's amazing because there's a little kid, he's 3 years old. He's in the third grade. And he's a national champion in chess. Chess is a very masterful game. I like it. I really do. I like chess. It's a game of strategy, tenacity, and force. A game of understanding military battles. It encompasses a whole parameter of things. It does. Now, he's literally playing adults now. And of course, he's playing some IMs, International Masters, and FIDE Masters. Probably a Grandmaster sit down with him and play him. Because it takes a discipline of thinking and discipline of the mind and discipline one's action. Most kids say they don't want that. Shoot a basketball because there's nothing to that. It doesn't take anything to shoot a basketball. Most of these young men play. Well, you know, our ears. Come on. It's embarrassing. Football player. You know, come on. Give me some proper grammar. Come on, man. Get your tutor. Pay him. And give you the elementaries of grammar. I know mine's just atrocious, but that is beyond that. It's so embarrassing, you know. This colored type grammar, you know. Well, yeah, you know, so that's what they feed the children today. Of course, Jesse Jackson wants to have Ebonics. You know what Ebonics is, don't you? It's a slang form of language that black folks talk. Well, you be up and baby. Come on, son. Well, you know what, with the teacher, you know, you be testing, and you be giving me tests. Well, there's no such word as tests. Well, you be giving me tests, and you know I jam it up, and I bang that. But you know that's Ebonics. You know, what's up? Hey, what's going down? What's the slang? What's the drag? That's not a form of grammar. We live in a nation that hasn't exacted what we call grammar. That's what it is. We live in a nation that has an exact. It's an exact form. So you talk it that way.
It's an angular generation, son. It's very offensive. This generation is full of pride because it thinks it knows. And it knows nothing is empty. It's an empty generation. I don't want to talk Ebonics. I'm not going to talk Ebonics. Hallelujah. I'd rather learn Kiswahili than to learn Ebonics. I would. I'm not going to learn that. He says, where do I stop? 61. He said, I'm going to destroy you. Then in verse 62, and you shall be left few in number. That's what it's going to be. You all hear me? Few that's going to serve Yahweh. So don't become dismayed because of this one or that one. It's going to be few. Whereas you were as the stars of the Shemayim for multitude. Because you will not obey the voice of Yahweh, your Abba. And it shall come to pass that as Yahweh rejoiced. Do you believe this, saint? As he rejoiced over you to do well and right. Do you think he rejoiced over us to do well and right to us? Aren't you glad of that? But let us finish this out. And to multiply you, so Yahweh will rejoice over you to love you, to be kind to you. He's going to shamat. He's going to show madness. He's going to destroy this generation. He's going to rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you down to what? Nothing. And you shall be plucked from off the land whether you have gone to possess that. Yahweh was angry. He said, the scripture tells us in Bereshit that Yahweh says that I will destroy Adam, man whom I have created. It says in one place that he repented, Yahweh, that he made man. That means that he was sorry. That he made a creature like us that is rebellious. We see it in our actions and our deeds. He is sorry that he made man. And you with that corrupt mentality, do you understand that there's a reckoning day I was talking to Steve yesterday down at the hardware store. And he saw me go through the store. He's sitting in his office. And we tend to dialogue. He said, "Dave, come here. Come on. Talk to me a little bit." And we began to dialogue. And he said to me, he said, "You know, it's one thing." I said, "Well, I'm not afraid to die because I know that that's an inevitable. I'm going to die." He says, "Not as much as being afraid to die. It's just that I'm not ready." And that's this generation. "You're not ready because I tell you, you're going to leave this life." I said to him, "I watch men die. I watch them take the last breath. And that is what gives me comfort, that I know that there's a right way, not the way that seems right unto man. And all of his ways seems right. All of your ways, your actions, your hatred, your envious ways, your rebellious ways, your fighting ways, your warring ways, they all seem right to you. But they lead to destruction. You're destroying truth. You're destroying Torah. You can't reject Torah. You must observe to do all the words of his Torah. You must do everything in his Torah teaches us. You can't defy that. How much you did everything the Torah taught. He did not teach us to worship him. He taught us to worship Yahweh. He did not say bow down. Nowhere in the covenant of HaMashiach taught that. He did not dishonor Yahweh. He did not take away from the splendor of Yahweh. He did not do that at all. He taught us to worship Yahweh and to bless him and to love him and to honor him and to bring oblations unto him. That is what he did. And we must do that, because if we do not do that, then woe unto us. There's a scripture I want to read. Listen to this in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 16. A few things I want to read. He says this here in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 16. "And it shall come to pass." And it shall come to pass. Listen, brothers and sisters. "If you will diligently learn the ways of my people." He's telling us that you've seen my people walk before you. You must diligently learn the ways of the Torah, the ways of truth, the ways of discipline. He said, "And to swear by my name, Yahweh lives, that I'm the only one, as they taught my people to swear by Baal the Lord." That's what the people have been taught to swear by. "By the name of Jesus and Lord and Christo." It's something, because Brother Jerry, when I talk to him, he spells the names out. I have no compunction with that. But I do believe that when Yahweh said you should not have a God, I mean, he said that. Moshe don't have no God before me. I don't believe Moshe spelt it out. It is not the word or the enunciation that pollutes us, but we give our mind over unto that to give great credence unto it. I use it to show how deplorable it is and how wicked it is. "We should not give ourselves over unto Baals, the lords, the Lord of the flies, the Lord of the grove. We shall honor his name and declare by his name, and to speak in his name, and to decree all things in the name of Yahweh. No other name." He says in verse 17, "But if they will not shemach obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation." We have nations, don't we? Oh, we have Roberts Nation, MacDowell. We have another MacDowell Nation. We have a Honeycutt Nation and another nation joined unto Honeycutt. He tells us that nation should rise against nation. The people, the populace should rise against nation. Come on, that's not that many nations in the world as far as physical nations, is it? How many? What, 271? There's only 168 nations that are part of United Nations. There's only 271. Except some of them as big as a rock. He's got some dictatorial type government that runs the wealth, but it's a nation. Come on, the Vatican is a sovereign nation. It is not much bigger than this community. You understand? Huh? And so we got nations. We got nations among the people of color. We got nations among the Caucasian race. We got nations among the yellow races. And they all, this is the Roberts clan, and that's a nation. That's the Horn clan. That don't encroach now. Hey, don't encroach upon the Roberts, because we will have battles. He said, until I destroy, he's going to destroy this flesh. He's going to destroy the Roberts, the Horns, the Quiloites, and the Riches and the Nicolites, and the McDowells, and all. He's going to destroy that. It's going to be people. We're going to have one banner. And that banner is not going to be black, white. Yod Dem is going to be the banner of his Ahava. And it's going to be his people. The banner is going to be his love. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a love for him. You began by loving him. You don't begin by loving mama, daddy, or son, or daughter. You began by loving him. You love him above all things. That's why our love is so shallow. We don't even have love. I don't want you to love me with that trash. That's not love. And Yahweh said, I'm going to pluck them out of the land. Why? Because if you will not obey me, I'm going to destroy you. Now you think he has changed? He said this in the Bereshit and even the prophets. Even the Nabis, they did not change one thing. You must obey Yahweh and do what he commands you to do. If you don't, he's going to shamat you. Shamat. He's going to get mad. He's going to bring you down. He's going to annihilate you. Reduce you to nothing. And bring you down to a people that is no people at all. And you shall not have any kind of strength, any kind of ability. You have no resolve at all. I want to close here with this verse here. This is what Shaul says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. As he speaks to the brethren, the house, Yisrael. You got the Caucasians that are basing their Hebraic identity because they say they're blessed, and the nations that are Caucasian nations that are blessed, they are the true Israelites. You got the blacks identifying their national Hebraic ethnicity only because they are poor and suffering, and they do not even make the ones in Africa true Hebrews. You got the whites say they are blessed because they have America. They are cursed. The nation is cursed. It is not a cauldron of truth. It's a cauldron of darkness and sin. That's what it is. And this nation is only what? 1776. What is it? 230 some years old. That's when it was established. 1776, right? So 76 in this year. 76. What if 230 some years old? 230. It's just 230 years old. That's it. And so this nation right here, the cauldron of the cup being filled is being full now. It's running down the brim. And you're going to see a great restitution of Yahweh's vengeance upon this nation. And the nations like this nation, the nations that feed upon this nation. She's going to be like a drunken whore, a confused Jezebel, a pagan Jezebel falling down without any strength at all. It's coming to the shores of America. It's already in the shores. The politicians, the leaders, the corporate billionaires, the perverts. They're doing everything to alter and to change. They're feeding you what they want to feed you. They don't eat the way you eat. They don't buy the food you buy. Mr. Gates does not eat the way you eat. He will not eat the same food you eat. Mr. Walton does not shop at Walmart and Kmart. That is a fact. They got some of the finest shells that order their stuff straight from the organic farms, straight in their facility. They look healthy, they're rich, they act healthy, they walk healthy, and we're like peasantry because we're an ignorant people. We were not here. We want to hear what Yahweh says. And then they build the finest hospitals, the hospices, and they take every dime you got. Then they make you insure yourself by their conglomerates, and then you're going to pay until you die. That two old biddies out there in California, it's in the paper today. One was 70 years old, one was 75. They would take homeless men, and they would put them in homes. They would put millions of dollars of insurance on them, and they would take them out somewhere and hit them with a car. And they will never discover. Tell them where they got these old heifers. You can look at them. One was selling her house last week for $1.5 million in Monticello. But a $1.5 million house there is not very big. It's not even bigger than that house, Brother Dale. It may be about bigger than that house over there where he lives in. I was looking at the day, $1.1 million house in New York, a condo. It's only 1,100 square feet of space. That's not big. That's not big as this tabernacle. It's not very big. And so they had collected $2.4 million. They're living like these old whores driving Mercedes-Benz. And the only way they got caught, the detective, one was working one case, the other working one, and they noticed that the payouts went to the same old biddies. And they had put them on the surveillance. And they were watching them getting other old men, and they were getting information about what they would do. They put them in apartments, rent the place for them for a year or two, and then they would take them out somewhere, put a ball in their hand, some alley. You could go into the hood of L.A. and you can get hit, and nobody. And they would run when they see. They could see you go boom, boom, boom. Nobody's going to say anything. They take them in, I kill them, and they would collect the monies. That's all they did. And one woman said, that old woman is so sweet, you will never think she's that way. There's no way I believe that, because she's just such a nice old woman. Who's could it be any sweeter than her? One was named Bernstein, and the other one, Bernstein, okay? You ought to see those heifers in there. How wicked they are. That's the mindset of this generation. For the love of money, and that's the God of American money. It makes husband leave their wives. It make wives pimp, and husband pimp their wives. The love of money is the root of all evil. It makes parents turn their children over into a Jezebel stranger. Some women, those that have left from here, and you that will leave, you go out there and you have to work. You would turn your young ones over to some Jezebel you don't even know, some pedophile, some pervert to go out there and serve a dollar to make sure you got someone to stay. That's crazy. You spent all your life trying to do that. Yahweh never intended for that. He wants us to be free to serve Him. He wants to have the liberty to serve Him. What you give all your energy to is worth it, isn't it? Am I worth something to you? So do you spend energy trying to please me? You want to make me happy? All right then. So that's the way it should be. So if Yahweh is not worth anything to you, you're not going to. If all you're worth is a dollar, you're going to do all you can to get it. That's all right. The preacher's preaching the truth. Shaul says in Korinthia, he says, know you not that you are the Bayet of Yahweh, and that the Ruah of Yahweh dwells in you? If any man defiles the house, the tabernacle, the Bayet of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy. For the Bayet of Yahweh is Kodesh, which Bayet we are. He said, if you destroy the house, he's going to destroy it. Now, what was the house of Yahweh meant for? Was it meant for his covenant there? The Ark of Covenant? Was it meant for the Torah? With great carefulness to be read and to be and displayed before the people. There weren't that many people that had the Torah, okay, or the scrolls. Not that many. You understand? The Sanhedrins, those that wrote and made sure that was taken care of very carefully, because that was the living word of life. So he said, if you destroy the bay at the house, if you take the power of the living truth out, that's what they've done with the Torah. They're taking that out. They're taking the Torah out. That's where the strength of the hope of HaMashiach comes from, the Torah. It doesn't come from some physical body, although it was the birth of a physical body. Yahweh lets us know that this Torah is lived, and it can be lived in the physical realm. So if you destroy the Torah, you destroy the truth, you destroy the body, Yahweh says, I will destroy you. For His Torah is the everlasting hope. And that's what HaMashiach gave us, the power that if we walk right, as I was saying, if I live right, we would say, if I live right, heaven belongs to me. But if I live right and walk right according to the Torah, then the kingdom belongs to me. We're going to the kingdom of Yahweh. We're going into the kingdom. I know it seems crazy, but the splendid or the truth of Yahweh, it clashes with the natural thinking. So people don't think of that. Even with HaMashiach, that's why you got these perverts out here. They want to reject Him, deny Him. It clashes with the natural thinking. It clashes. I was looking at a little geology the other day. I mean, some geography. It's amazing because 70% of the world is nothing but water. 70% just water. Just the vastness of water. What a thing. I say, what a place. What a place. And yet Yahweh did all that. It didn't come by some amoeba. Some 6 billion trillion years. That is so astronomical, so stupid. You know, even what they base it upon, even on the mathematical formulas, it's just stupid. It's just so stupid. Yahweh gives us one way, and it's the way of truth. Math gives us multiplicit ways, and they never resolve anything. Only thing it brings about is death. That's all it brings about. They know how to cook the books, the COOs, don't they? When they take, as I close, other day in Nigeria, there was a pipeline that exploded. You could literally see the bodies of the people, nothing, but they burnt them to a crisp, like they were blacker than that shirt. Just blew up. It doesn't take much, because the one truck, they're so pressurized. The people along the pipeline, they try to steal a little gas to live, to eat. Come on. These people are robbing those little poor people over there. And they got these governments, these puppet governments that are set up by the Enrons and the Exxons and this World Bank. And they put these leaders in Cadillacs. What do you need a Mercedes Benz on a dirt road? That doesn't make sense to me. Give me a four-wheeler. I can go on a horse. But they put them in Mercedes Benz and these, you know, and then they get family members and they get so greedy and so selfish, they don't care about the little ones. So what they do when they see these huge pipelines that run through their villages, destroying the ecosystem where they hunt, and just destroy the little poor people. And so what they do, brothers, is just that they got ways of getting into the gas line and getting a little gas. But when they do that, then boom. And about 38 of them immediately, they was totally incinerated. Just another corpse is there. I'm saying that to say this, and they give a fat hog. That Lee Raymond, he got a chin like a double fat pig, man. A big old chin like that. Yeah, I said, you're my boy in Canada. I hope you're listening. Like a hog. And they give that pervert $400 million. $1 million a year salary. A chauffeur-driven car. A Learjet. A corporate jet. That's a wicked abomination. And they will not put a school there. They put one little school there or one little well there to feed 50,000, 60,000, 100,000, 200,000. It won't work, brothers and sisters. It's not even a humanitarian type mentality. That's what America has taught you. Be selfish as hell, care about me. And that's where you teach your young ones to be selfish. You teach them to be corrupt and care about me, my world. That's not the way it should be. Any man that say he has the love of Hamashiach in him and he shut his bowels of compassion when he sees someone like that, you're not even a dog. Because a dog even came and licked the wounds of Eob. And that's the truth. And so they're taking any sensitivity out of this damn dumb generation. It's a damn generation. It is a damn generation. It's a stupid generation. It has no affection at all for Yahweh. It is a damned. It is damned. That's this generation. Period! They've gone away from what Yahweh says. Can I tell you all something? Don't take one word back. You said the way I said it was crude. I know because I'm a crude man. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I have no formal training, so that's all right. But I've been trained. It's one thing about a warrior. It's not training the convention military practices, are they? They go in the jungles and they go down to the deep where the terrorist is. How they've kept the mindset, Mr. Bush, when they, what was that airship? What was that carrier that he landed on? Who remember that? Was it the, who know the name of that carrier? I don't really, but he landed on that carrier. With a big sign up, it's over with. Mission accomplished. Well, Mr. Osama bin Laden, Mr. Zarqawi, where are they? They're bombing the folks. They're killing those folks over there in Iraq. They're killing their babies. This damnable nation here think it's not coming. You are crazy. You all ever heard of the story? You ever heard of doing the sick? What was that? 1966. Evander Horn. What year did Evander Horn go to Vietnam, Sister Horn? What year did Evander Horn go to Vietnam? My brother was 69. Okay, it was in 1966 and 65. I don't recall the year, but it's called Malai. You ever heard of that? Seymour Hersh did an article on it. Y'all never heard of that? Come on, you're okay, me lie. And what they did, what this wicked nation, this government in this country did, they had these boys so twisted that they twist these young men up. These soldiers are coming back so warped. They know what's going on. They're twisting these young men, their minds, they can't function. Many of them in institutions, they're depressed, they're on Prozac, they're on Ritalin, they're on drugs. They're messing these young men and these young women that come out, their tens of thousands, their limbs blown off, their legs, they're killing them. And what the only reason you don't hear the deaths you hear because they in Iraq, they have what they call the green zone where all the Americans live. They're all in the barracks, they're there in the enclave, they leave the Iraqis, they be butchered down like dogs. And they're butchering the babies, they kill them, but I want to get back to this real close. Milai. Seymour Hersh. Now, oh, y'all, Seymour Hersh is a prolific writer, journalist. Everybody hates Seymour Hersh because he lays it out like it is. He tells the truth. They were in Milai, and that's what they was after. He brought to the attention of what the soldiers did in Milai. They were in that village. They were in that village. Mamas with babies in their arms on their breasts. You hear me? He took pictures of titties in their mouth. They go, boom, 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 boom. They shot him at they killed buffalo. Thousands of them. They laid them. I just killed them. How sexist. What the? What kind of mind? Come on. Tell me. Tell me. He dropped the Agent Orange over there. The defoliator of that country man. Cancer. And they see us. This nation is the hope. She's coming down, America. She's coming down. Your God, America, is coming. She's coming down. She supported every kind of tyrant. Can I tell you something, brothers and sisters? You all know the president of Iraq. His name, at one time, listen to me. His name was, during the 40s, they had a democracy there. His name was Mesadak. We got time for gospel. But come on, we need to clean this little mess. But the president of Iran was Mesadak. And nothing but these large conglomerates. Come on, you can read this in just regular newspapers. They take advantage of countries like this. Saudi Arabia was set up by the Saud family. It's just a family with princes that run the whole nation. The people in Saudi live in poverty. They live in utter poverty. They are poverty stricken. They don't even have, they can't even wash and buy toilet paper. They live in poverty. It's just a royal family, the Saud family. That's why it's called Saudi Arabia. Mr. Bush was a part of that, Senior Bush. Come on, the Saud family is what run the nation. That's why it's named Saudi. The South family. But Mother Deck had a democracy there in Iran. And then what they did, they didn't like him because they wanted to rob them of all the oil. Listen to me. That's why they hate Chavez, don't they? Who, Hugo Chavez, don't they hate him? Where is not a democracy? The damnable law, the man was where he won the election. Why? Because he take care of the poor people. Gas and Venezuela costs $0.09 a gallon. That's only cost. And so Mr. Bush, because he's not letting the cartel take their gas, and he knows they don't have anything, he's trying to take care of the poor. They're telling us, Mr. Hugo Chavez, what Pat Robertson said, that we ought to go there and kill the man. So that's what happened in Iran, Mesadak. He said, no, you're not going to do that. And all of a sudden, listen, brothers and sisters, they raised up this thing called the Shah of Iran. I don't know if you all remember him. The Shah of Iran. Very wealthy, up to the lifestyle the man lived. And all of a sudden, now listen to me. When they found this favor for him, they bring this man. I remember it as I'm looking at you today. I'll never forget that day. You see this man. Come on, brothers and sisters. I had a television back there. It was world news. You saw this man step off this Air France jet. He had been in exile 40 years. Ayatollah Khomeini. He steps off this plane and he declares to the nation of Iran, I am the Ayatollah. And every spirit that bowed unto him. And you saw radical transformation. This is the only country that, this is not the only country that practices form of government. But when a country doesn't practice the form that this whore wants them to do, she comes against them. She breaks down the government. She destroys the government. That's what she does. Now they're saying that Mr. Muhammad Hashemite, they say, well, because he said to hell with America. He says it like that. She got a nuclear bomb. I'm going to be on my... Come on, how can you tell someone on your block, that you can't park in the street, but I can? That's crazy. He said, I don't want nothing from you. We're going to be ready for you if you come to us. And if she goes in there, they're in trouble. And these boys in America, these American soldiers, they're oppressed. They're suppressed saints. It's sad what they're doing to these young, poor middle class. They're not even middle class, but these young, poor class kids that go in there to advance themselves, to get a job, or to retire. What they're doing, putting them in positions like that, to kill other little children. They're killing babies. Saints, if you saw, you think it's not coming back to us. They're killing these babies over there in Iraq. They're killing them. They gunned out. We don't get a scintilla of the news that come from there. Because the American know that we're lazy people, we're shiftless, we don't like to be informative. They know that. So they give you a little hotline. Britney Spears having a baby. Oh, you know Britney having a baby? Look at this picture with Britney with her belly out. Oh, look at Britney's baby. Look at that baby. Madonna, she's sleeping with Shadonna. Oh, Britney. Oh. O.J. Simpson in the trial. Whose eyes weren't glued to the television? That's what they give you. And that's what you like. That's what you like. It's sad, isn't it? That's what your children love, too. That's why this lady has dubbed them down. May Yahweh bless you. Come on, Brother Pat. May Yahweh bless you all listening, Brother Jerry, all you all. We bless you today, Brother Nathan. You're there in the chat room. Pastor Robert, your grammar was bad. I understand that. Sometimes I get carried away in the ruah. And I say things, but that's all right. They're proper expressions. That's all right. We need to hear Yahweh and obey Him. America is going to fall. She's coming down because she has sown much to corruption. And she's going to reap much. She has given herself over unto the pagan deities. And she's going to give much. She's going to give much. I say to Brother Allen the time, I say, Brother Allen, for what things that happened in South Africa under that apartheid system, a people reduced to less than human beings, could not eat. You think that that nation is not going to pay for what it has done? Reduced families whereby daddies cannot stay with their wives. They had to go away, and AIDS and things like that are rampantly in that country. Now they got someone in Zimbabwe, Mr. Mugabe. He's just an ignorant man. He doesn't know how to run a nation. And the nation is going down to poverty now, brothers and sisters. Zimbabwe was the breadbasket. The people that live a good life, they had food. Now, drought, desecration of the crops. If China can go up and see the clouds and make it rain in their cities to stop the dust storms, then these same fools can go up and stop the rain too. They can. They have the power. Don't think they don't. They know that we are very gullible people. We are unlearned people. Why? Because it all began in Torah. We must have the mind of Yahweh, the mind of HaMashiach. We began to think on that level that reduced us down to savages. And to think like a savage people. We're not here to fight against each other to make it. We're here to make His name known and the power of His excellence. That's it. Hallelujah. That's right. Come on, son. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Be loved. Shed among us, let there be a love in our love, in our love. Sweet the sound calls us Yahweh to arise, give us a friend. Grab your neighbor's heart and sing that. Come on. So let there be love shed. We greet you all, Brother Nathan. You that are gathered with him, Brother Jerry there in Dallas, Texas. You're gathered on the live stream, and all of you that are listening, Brother James, your home. Pray that Yahweh Shalom rest upon you. We ask him. Bless you, Brother Michael there, and Sister Michael on. My precious young friend, Brother Alex, may Yahweh bless your hearts today. We bless you all, wherever you're listening. Sister Yalia, we pray that Yahweh bless you today and your family. And all you, our friends, we pray Yahweh strengthen your heart today. And that the word will bless you mightily. As we abide in the love of Yahweh, we allow this precious Ahava to dwell richly in our hearts. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on, you that are there, look to your friend in your homes or wherever you're seeing that. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be a love in our lives. Bring down your love, sweetest sound, goes us your way. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be. Come on, sing that one more chorus, every heart. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be a love.
brotherly love, that it is real. So let me love, share among us that hallelujah way. This Shabbat we do bless you this day, and we thank you for all of our friends and our listeners. And I do pray for those that have been faithfully supporters of this ministry and the works to help us to increase the ability for others to hear. I bless you all, your gifts, your offerings. Brother Lorenz and your wife there in the Faulkner, Florida, bless you all and thank you kindly. And all you that give, your gifts are tremendously appreciated. But I say that with all openness and understanding, that you will know that we use them for the work of the kingdom. I know there are those that say, Pastor Robert, use it whatever way. For you, for Sister Robert, we'll use it for the kingdom. And the work of the kingdom, that this word, you that strengthen the word each week by sending your offerings, that this message may go forth into the world, that others may hear him, and that the thousands and the millions that have, the hits that have come to our website, we bless you, Yahweh. So bless them all today. Strengthen all of our brothers and sisters that they may be one in Hamashiach, the Lamb. We thank you today and we bless you. Touch the home of Sister Laura, takes us out safely. He can come down the highway. We will forever bless you and praise you. Lift up your name. And all the kudoshims cried hallelujah way. Hallelujah way.